Good morning. Thank you very much for listening to the Moiriri Honganji's White Way radio program. Thank you to Mr. Riz Morikubo for sponsoring this morning's program and providing us with the opportunity to listen to and appreciate the teachings of the Buddha. How wonderful and grateful we are that we can start this wonderful day with the sound of the Nembutsu. During the month of September, we Jodo Shinshu Buddhists observe Aki no Ohigan, Autumn Higan service. Here at the Moiriri Honganji Mission, we will observe the Autumn Higan service on Sunday, September 22nd at 9 a.m. with the guest speaker, Reverend Shigenori Makino. We welcome your participation, so please join us. The term Higan is an abbreviation of To Higan, which literally means to arrive at the other shore. In Buddhism, this shore, which is our lives, is referred to as the world of illusion, and the other shore is the world of enlightenment. Buddhism is the teaching that brings us from this shore of illusion to the other shore of enlightenment. When we speak about Higan or Pure Land, it sounds like as if there's a land at somewhere far away from here, and it has nothing to do with our lives. However, the land of Amida Buddha, Higan or the Pure Land, which is the realm of absolute truth and reality, surpassing human thought, is always at work in order to awaken us to truth and reality. The world created by ordinary foolish beings with blind passions, represented by greed, hatred, and ignorance, is called the defiled land. On the contrary, the pure land of peace is the realm of Nirvana, which Dhammakara Bodhisattva has established in order to save all living beings without any discrimination, always wishing to liberate us from blind passions. Rather than asking whether the Pure Land or the other shore really exists or not, we simply, without reservation, accept the Pure Land as the world that is awaiting us. In Jodo Shinshu, this Higan service is also called Sambutsue, which means a service to praise the virtues of Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha made the vows to sustain and embrace all of us who live in a world of suffering with his boundless compassion. When we truly realize Amida's infinite compassion, there arises within our hearts a natural expression of gratitude. During this Higan season, we gather in front of Amida Buddha, rejoice in the teaching, and express our gratitude to Amida Buddha's compassion. We observe many memorial services in Buddhist tradition. Family and friends gather together to pay their respect and appreciation to the departed ones. Some of you may think that we observe memorial services in order to console the spirits of the deceased or pray for the benefits of their afterlife. But please remember that the service is for the sake of each of us. Buddhism is a teaching for each of us who are living right here, right now. I've heard that some people think they don't need a funeral service when they pass away. This may be because they care for their surviving family members. Having a funeral service or memorial service might become a financial burden. Therefore, they may say there is no need to do it. They don't want their children to go through all the businesses for them. I do understand their feelings, concerns, and love for their children. But I believe the service is not just a ritual. If the service is held only to observe the ritual, you may have a hard time to understand its purpose and think that there is no need to do it. But please keep in mind that the service is the greatest gift that you can give to your surviving family and friends. It is a way greater gift than money, jewels, real estate, stocks, cars, and so on, which you can leave for your children. But those so-called small gifts will disappear sooner or later. But the gift of the Dharma is priceless. It will forever remain in our hearts. The sound of Shoshinge at the funeral service teaches us about the universal compassion of Amida Buddha. The arm placed in the center reminds us of transiency of human form. The message of Gobunshyo, White Ashes, makes us aware of the impermanence and the importance of having a religious foundation, the Nembutsu. I believe your greatest wish for your surviving family is that they will live their lives to the fullest with joy and gratitude. And I believe that the funeral service or memorial service is the only and the best opportunity for them to fully accept your love and concern for them. I will never forget my departed mother lying in the coffin so peacefully. Through this sad separation, I was made aware of my mother's love and concern to me. The sound of Shoshinge during her funeral sounded as if she was talking to me. Please do not make your life in vain, but live a fulfilling life. I was living my life by taking everything for granted, but thanks to my mother, I was made aware of the truth of impermanence and the fact that I must live this unrepeatable life, which was given to me through my mother. Whenever I place my hands together in Gassho in front of Amida Buddha and recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, I can still hear my mother's caring voice, who has returned to the other shore. And I also feel all the more grateful to Amida Buddha's great wisdom and compassion that is tirelessly working to liberate me from the state of defilements. In the Nembutsu, our birth in the Puran is firmly settled through the vow of Amida Buddha. With peace of mind and a grateful heart to Amida Buddha's compassion, let us live each day, each moment, to the fullest. I'd like to close my message with a poem written by the late Reverend Kenryu Tsuji, entitled Namo Amida Butsu. The Nembutsu is a sound of the universe. It is a sound of the wind as it rustles the leaves. It is the roar of the waves as they rush toward the shore. It is a song of the robin, the whippoorwill, and the chorus of the cicadas on a summer evening. The Nembutsu is naturalness, the first cry of the baby as it emerges into the world from the darkness of the mother's womb. It is a powerful cry of independence, of individuality, of selfhood, but it is also the great cry of awakening to its dependence on something greater than self, for it is sustenance. The Nembutsu is the proclamation of the Buddha. Above heaven and below heaven, I alone am the world-honored one. It is the ultimate declaration of life. I alone hold my destiny in my hand, leading to perfect Buddhahood. When I touch the heart of reality, it is Namo Amida Butsu. What else can I say? When I truly share someone's happiness, it is Namo Amida Butsu. And in that moment of deep grief over a loved one's death, it is just Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. It is a sound of gratitude, not of my finding the Buddha, but Buddha finding me. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.